This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thaddeus Tikun is the new board chair for the Association of Village Council Presidents. AVCP delegates chose him yesterday during the second day of their annual convention to replace outgoing chair Raymond Watson, who finished his three-year term. To be a board member, you must be both a tribal member and elected official of that tribe. Tikun is a current ONC council member. The Association of Village Council Presidents no longer supports the proposed Donlin Gold Mine. That decision came yesterday. After 2 hours of passionate debate, delegates from the 56 tribes that AVCP represents overwhelmingly voted to withdraw a resolution supporting the mine and then voted to pass a separate resolution that opposes it. There were 41 delegates attending the convention on Wednesday. The vote reverses a 2006 AVCP resolution delegates passed that supported the Donlin Gold Mine, and the new resolution shows that the mine has lost significant regional support from the tribes. The ONC Council of Bethel, which opposes the mine, submitted the resolution to withdraw AVC's support from the Donlin Project. The Native Village of Quinnahock, which also objects to the mine, submitted the resolution for AVCP to oppose the project. Both these resolutions will be presented at the Alaska Federation of Natives annual convention in October. Donlin Gold did not immediately return a phone call seeking comment. Donlin Gold has repeatedly said that it plans to build the mine as safely as possible. Last year, AVCP tabled two anti-Donlin resolutions that sought to reverse its position on the Donlin Gold Mine because they were not submitted on deadline. The state's Marijuana Control Board recently approved two marijuana stores for Bethel, but it could be that neither one of them will open. KYUK's Greg Kim reports.
Mayor Fred Watson is sponsoring a conditional protest of the license for Alaskan-grown cannabis, the proposed retail marijuana store on Chief Eddie Hoffman Highway next to Q2. The protest is because the store does not meet the city's zoning regulations. If the licensee complies with those rules, the city will withdraw its protest. The state's Marijuana Control Board approved another store, Cusco Kush, owned by SNK LLC. But Acting City Manager Bo Foley said at Tuesday night's City Council meeting that this store also violates city code.
SNK does not have site control and therefore cannot issue the conditional use permit.
SNK is leasing the building for the marijuana store from the city, and there's a problem there.
We cannot lease land to a business that is federally illegal.
The city signed the lease earlier this year in April. Councilmember Perry Barr asked the obvious question.
That was just newly leased property from the city. So, did we not know?
Foley said the city did not know it would be a marijuana store then.
We were given an intent of what the business would be up front, which changed midway.
The owner of the proposed marijuana store was present at the meeting.
Jared Card, owner, SNK LLC. Only statement I'll make, and I'll disagree with Mr. Foley as far as the city's notice. As you can see on the screen, it states we applied and got a business license.
The city has also protested another marijuana store, licensed to Alaskan-grown cannabis. The first store to apply in Bethel, Alaska Buds, has all its licenses but has yet to open. And the Green Store has applied for a conditional use permit but has yet to obtain a license from the state. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
The City of Bethel awarded over $30,000 in community action grants this quarter. This money comes from the city's alcohol tax. 20% of that revenue goes towards projects intended to enhance the community's well-being. This Tuesday, the City Council of Bethel voted to give $25,000 to Bethel Winter House for staffing costs over the winter. Earlier this year, with state budget cuts, Bethel Winterhouse worried that it would not be able to open this year. The council also gave $600 to Reflect Bethel, a program that applies reflective tape to people's clothes so they can remain visible at night. Bethel Family Clinic received $2,400 for a new alcohol and drug addiction recovery support group. KYUK even got in the mix. The public radio station received $1,300 to help produce Yupik Word of the Week. And finally, Bethel Friends of Canines received $1,500 to operate the pound. The next application period for community action grants opens on October 14th. Lastly, snow has come to the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. An mnemonic, Lily Westlock, walked out of work on Tuesday to a surprise.
First time I see snow falling in September, and the snow flakes were kind of big than usual. And it stayed for like maybe evening until it started raining and it had melted.
Was anyone taking advantage of the snow, like kids playing outside in it?
Yes. I passed a little girl. Her face was happy with excitement, and she was dressed in snow pants and snow coat and boots and hat and everything.
Westlake says that little girl wasn't the only one having fun. A Grant Aviation employee built a snowman near the Amonic Terminal. Westlake estimates that over an inch of snow fell on Tuesday. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please send your comments and news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.